This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Raising healthy pigs doesn't happen by accident. Following biosecurity protocols and proper management strategies are a part of everyday life when raising pigs. We will hear more with Dr. Seth Krantz of the National Pork Board next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. Seth Krantz is a director on the National Pork Board and says that one of the roles of the NPB is to provide tools and strategies that make it easier for producers to raise healthy animals in an efficient and effective way. One of those tools is the AgView platform, says Krantz.
AgView is a program a lot of producers have heard about, and really a program that was built with all producers in mind, no matter the size or scope of their production. And really, AgView has been a great tool for improving the traceability of pig movements around the country, both from a commercial level to the exhibition level as well. I mean, that's something available to all producers across the country.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
Time for this week's Merit Minute with Russell Lamb, serving as the Monday afternoon pit stop sponsor of the Great Eastern Iowa Tractor Cade at Waco High School in Wayland.
We had a lot of familiar faces coming up. We got our steam engine on display. We're playing the Calliope, shaking a lot of hands, handing out a lot of Merit auction swag, and having a good time, just like in the past.
And the hot dogs are good, too.
The hot dogs are delicious. You can tell by me they're doing very well.
What have you got coming up for Merit auctions?
Oh, we got quite a few opportunities to purchase here in Southeast Iowa. June 18th is the closing. It's an online-only sale that closes on June 18th. And everything is pretty much down at the lot at Fort Madison. Any questions, you can call the office down there at Merit Auctions in Fort Madison, Iowa. And Terry Honig's got a good implement auction for a dealer inventory auction in Morningson, Iowa. That's closing on July 8th. So that's coming up just around the corner, just after the 4th of July.
You can find out more at meritauctions.com. That's M-E-R-I-T auctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.